Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Wednesday morning, September 3rd, 2025, and we have a lineup of business and corporate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Aigues Marseille University, AMU, and Inflectus Bioscience expand therapeutic promise of IFB-088 to axonal forms of Charcot-Marie-Tooth disease. Inflectus Bioscience and Aigues Marseille University have expanded the therapeutic promise of IFB-088 to axonal forms of Charcot-Marie-Tooth disease. IFB-088 has shown efficacy in an animal model of CMT2A, a prevalent form of the disease. This milestone marks the first time IFB-088 has demonstrated efficacy in human CMT2A iPS cell-derived motor neurons bearing specific mutations. Patient advocacy groups are supporting the development of IFB-088 for rare subtypes of CMT. Inflectus is now seeking a pharmaceutical partner or investor to finance upcoming clinical trials. This research was supported by NeuroSchool at AMU, promoting industry-academic collaboration. IFB-088, a brain-penetrant small molecule, targets protein misfolding and oxidative stress, showing promise in treating neurodegenerative diseases with high unmet medical need. Investor news breaks. Kairos Pharma Ltd., NYS American, KEA, to present at H.C. Wainwright Global Investment Conference. Kairos Pharma Ltd., CEO and Chairman Qianjun Yu, MD, will present at the H.C. Wainwright Global Investment Conference on September 8 to 10, 2025 in New York. The company, based in Los Angeles, focuses on innovative cancer therapeutics. Kairos Pharma's lead candidate, ENV-105, targets CD105 to reverse drug resistance in cancer treatments. EN-105 is in phase 2 for prostate cancer and phase 1 for lung cancer. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
GeoVax to present at the H.C. Wainwright 27th Annual Global Investment Conference. GeoVax Labs, Inc. will be presenting at the H.C. Wainwright 27th Annual Global Investment Conference in New York City. Chairman and CEO David Dodd will discuss updates on the GeoMVA, GeoCMO4S1, and Gedeptin programs. The webcast of the presentation will cover recent progress and upcoming milestones, including GeoMVA receiving favorable scientific advice from the EMA, GeoCM04S1 being evaluated in Phase 2 clinical trials for COVID-19, and Gedeptin upcoming Phase 2 trial for solid tumors. GeoVax's MVA platform and U.S.-based manufacturing aim to address vaccine supply diversification, pandemic readiness, and biosecurity. Institutional investors can schedule meetings with GeoVax leadership through their H.C. Wainwright representative.
Innovative Designs, Inc., IVDN, passes $2 million revenue mark and announces over 100% projected increase in fiscal Q3 sales versus previous year, with fourth consecutive quarter of profitability. Innovative Designs, Inc. has reached a significant milestone by surpassing the $2 million revenue mark for the first time in company history. The company projects a more than 100% increase in revenue for the fiscal third quarter compared to the previous year. This marks the fourth consecutive quarter of profitability for Innovative Designs, Inc. The company has also eliminated long-term and convertible debt obligations, paying off over $85,000 without issuing any new shares. Management is focused on maintaining a low share structure and increasing shareholder value. The demand for Innovative Designs Insultex house wrap continues to grow due to new building codes, and the company is working to increase production levels and certifications to meet customer needs.
Norsemont announces closing of final tranche of private placement from strategic investor Paul Matesek. Norsemont Mining Inc. has closed the final tranche of a private placement with strategic investor Paul Matesek, raising gross proceeds of CAD $600,000. Each unit includes one common share and one half of one warrant. The company has raised over $6 million to date. The funds will be used for a Phase 3 drill program at the Chocolimpi Gold-Silver-Copper Project in northern Chile, targeting various zones and working capital. CEO Mark Levy highlighted the endorsement from industry leaders and the potential at Chocolimpi. Matusek expressed excitement about the project's potential. Norsemont aims to advance drilling, metallurgy, and engineering to unlock value. The company's team is focused on developing its flagship project with significant exploration upside. For more information, contact Norsemont Mining.
LifeQuest World Corp. signs letter of intent to acquire a well-established solid waste management company in the Pacific Northwest. LifeQuest World Corp. has signed a letter of intent to acquire a well-established solid waste management company in the Pacific Northwest. The acquisition includes issuing 2,888,290 Series B preferred shares and a $500,000 cash payment. Max Kahn will remain as president, CEO, and director post-acquisition. This move aligns with LifeQuest's goal to become a leader in sustainable environmental technologies by combining solid waste management with their wastewater treatment business. The acquired company has a strong presence in the Pacific Northwest with over 3,000 accounts and exclusive distribution rights for an innovative food waste biodigester. This acquisition will also complement LifeQuest's international wastewater treatment business with a qualified sale pipeline of approximately $28 million across Africa, the Philippines, and Southeast Asia.
Neuralbase streamlines capital structure with cancellation of 24 million shares. Neuralbase AI Limited has streamlined its capital structure by canceling 20 million shares of common stock and 4 million shares of Series A preferred stock held by CEO Mr. Vignesh Dobal. This move aims to optimize the company's capital structure and enhance shareholder value. By reducing outstanding shares, Neuralbase AI is creating a more efficient share base for potential partnerships, acquisitions, and equity financing. CEO Dobal expressed confidence in the company's long-term prospects and commitment to shareholders. Neuralbase AI is focused on innovation and growth to drive long-term value for investors. For more information, visit neuralbase.ai or sec.gov.
Intellum and Cognizant partner to deliver scalable, outcome-driven learning solutions. Intellum, the leading enterprise learning management solution, has partnered with Cognizant, a global professional services company, to deliver customized learning experiences that drive measurable business outcomes. Cognizant's expertise in enterprise process, technology, and transformation consulting, combined with Intellum's robust learning platform, allows organizations to scale engaging learning experiences across diverse audiences. This collaboration offers clients a powerful combination of strategic consulting and scalable learning technology, ensuring that learning initiatives not only engage, but also deliver measurable business impact. Clients can leverage Cognizant's strategic consulting services alongside Intellum's comprehensive learning platform, including personalized learning paths, advanced analytics, and seamless integrations tailored to the unique needs of each organization and delivered efficiently and effectively at scale.
Cigna Therapeutics announces cardiovascular disease study. Cigna Therapeutics, Inc. announces plans to commence a multi-site clinical feasibility study of Cigna Therapy in high-risk cardiovascular disease subjects. Cigna Therapy is a whole-blood adsorption technology designed to reduce inflammatory molecules and cholesterol-transporting lipoproteins that contribute to major adverse cardiovascular events. The study aims to quantify lipoprotein reduction and set the stage for potential market clearance. Published studies have shown significant reductions in major adverse cardiovascular events with similar treatments. Cigna Therapy could provide a broad-spectrum strategy to extend the lives of end-stage renal disease patients by addressing multiple core drivers of cardiovascular disease.
Optical names Lawrence L.L. Lee as first chief channel officer to lead partner-first strategy. Optical Technologies has appointed Lawrence L.L. Lee as its first chief channel officer, emphasizing the company's partner-first growth strategy in response to the increasing demand for high-density cooling due to AI adoption. Lee will lead OptiCool's channel go-to-market strategy, focusing on recruiting, enabling, and scaling partners to provide advanced cooling solutions directly to customers. With over 25 years of experience in corporate strategy and global channel development, Lee's role will be crucial in expanding OptiCool's presence in the data center market. By embracing the channel, OptiCool aims to make advanced liquid cooling more widely available, setting itself apart in a market traditionally dominated by direct vendor sales.
Vanguard expands South American uranium portfolio with closing of UD Promedio project in Paraguay. Adjacent to UEC, Vanguard Mining Corp. has closed the acquisition of the UD Promedio project in Paraguay, expanding its South American uranium portfolio. The project spans approximately 90,000 hectares within the Paraná Basin, adjacent to Uranium Energy Corp.'s UD deposit. CEO David Greenway sees this as a significant milestone, highlighting the political stability and untapped mineral potential in Paraguay. The acquisition strengthens Vanguard's strategic footprint in the region and supports their mission to secure critical minerals for the global clean energy transition. The UD Promedio project consists of four concessions, offering a highly prospective uranium exploration asset. Paraguay's investor-friendly regulatory environment and mineral potential make it an attractive destination for mining companies. Vanguard Mining Corp. is focused on responsible exploration and value creation, with a commitment to identifying assets critical to the global energy transition.
Trollinger Law LLC earns spot on Inc. 5000 list of fastest-growing private law firms in the U.S. Trollinger Law LLC has earned a spot on the prestigious Inc. 5000 list of fastest-growing private law firms in the U.S. This Maryland-based firm saw a remarkable 125% growth between 2021 and 2024, securing its place on the list for the second year in a row. With a current ranking of number 3,209, Trollinger Law LLC continues to expand its presence in the legal industry. The firm's commitment to supporting injury victims and providing top-notch service has led to this well-deserved recognition. Trollinger Law LLC is the only law firm in Southern Maryland to be included in the Inc. 5000 list, showcasing its dedication to excellence in the field.
Burhani Engineers enhances project delivery with advanced digital tools. Burhani Engineers has enhanced its project delivery capabilities by investing in advanced digital tools and software. By utilizing Microsoft Project for project management, Smart Recruiter and Zoho People for ERP solutions, and Microsoft Teams for collaboration, the organization ensures efficient scheduling, resource management, and real-time communication. In engineering design, Burhani Engineers uses AutoCAD and Revit for precise 2D and 3D drawings and BIM collaboration. Resource management is optimized with ERP solutions like Zoho People and Snapstar, along with data analysis using Qlik. Document control is maintained through Microsoft SharePoint, while OneDrive integration offers cloud-based file sharing and storage. By integrating ERP systems at the enterprise level, Burhani Engineers aligns operational activities with strategic goals to drive efficiency and transparency. This digital-first approach showcases the company's commitment to excellence, innovation, and customer satisfaction in the engineering industry. BZB Gear to raise the bar with 8K and 4K Resimmersal Tech at CEDIA Expo 2025. BZB Gear, a global leader in Pro AV and broadcasting solutions, is set to showcase their latest 8K and 4K technology at CEDIA Expo 2025 in Denver, CO. With a focus on bridging the gap between Pro AV and broadcasting, BZB Gear will be exhibiting for the first time at this premier event for the Resimmersal market. Attendees can expect to see cutting-edge 8K solutions, including 8K video walls in luxury homes, retail, corporate, and educational settings. BZB Gear will also debut their new 8K 16x16 matrix switcher and 8K AV over IP multicast transceivers. Don't miss out on their latest products, including video streaming encoders decoders and the highly anticipated second-generation commander unit. Visit BZB Gear at booth C301 and with the 8K Association at booth 4501 and use code BZBGR25 for free passes. Analysis reveals escalating cyber threats targeting small to mid-sized businesses. A new analysis by WindIS reveals an increase in cyber threats targeting small to mid-sized businesses. These companies are attractive to cybercriminals due to valuable data and resources, but often lack robust security measures. The report warns that these threats can disrupt operations, drain finances, and damage customer trust quickly. Attacks are becoming more sophisticated, moving beyond data encryption to complex schemes that threaten data availability and confidentiality. Some attackers operate like professional businesses, using proven malware to enhance their attacks. This highlights the need for a multi-layered security approach that addresses technical vulnerabilities and human factors. For more information on specific threats and protection strategies, access the analysis, Top 5 Cyber Threats, Small to Mid-Sized Companies by WindIS, a leading advisory, audit, and tax firm for growth-oriented businesses.
TOMI International and Universal Products and Experiences announce a new collaboration with a crowdfunded Knight Rider KITT die-cast replica from the hit Knight Rider series. TOMI International and Universal Products and Experiences have announced a new collaboration to release a limited edition die-cast model of the iconic KITT car from the hit Knight Rider TV series. The highly detailed 1-10 scale premium die-cast replica will be available for pre-order from September 23rd to October 23rd, 2025. Packed with collector-cherished features like Super Pursuit Mode Transformation, Ski Mode Display Option, and Voice Recognition Interface, this KITT model offers fans an immersive experience. The model, authentically replicated in 1-10 scale with functional LED lights, rotating license plate, and detailed interior, will be priced at $399 USD. Production will begin after reaching the goal of 3,000 pieces, with delivery scheduled for early 2027. Learn more at knightrider-signup.tomi.com.
Turn your house into a green dream with 5J Building Sustainable Renovations. 5J Building, a Melbourne-located renovation company, is leading the way in sustainable home renovations. With a focus on eco-friendly materials like recycled timber and low VOC paints, they offer modern designs and reliable workmanship. By using energy-saving fixtures and durable materials, 5J Building helps homeowners save on energy bills and reduce their environmental impact. Their stress-free approach to renovations includes clear communication and customer-focused timelines, ensuring a smooth process for all. With a commitment to creating homes that are both stylish and sustainable, 5J Building is a trusted name in the Melbourne renovation industry. Teasdale Latin Foods reaches agreement with Grain Millers Union. Teasdale Latin Foods has reached an agreement with BCTGM, Local 1, Grain Millers Union on August 29th, including a 5% immediate wage increase and a total 17% increase over 4 years. The agreement also offers 40 additional hours of paid time off annually. Teasdale is pleased to welcome back its employees and resume full production at the Hoopeston facility, with gratitude to those who supported operations during the work stoppage. The company is committed to returning to normal operations within the next 60 days, emphasizing fairness, collaboration, and long-term success.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.